Current State's latest pop-up stories event was at the Robin Theater in Lansing last week. The theme was the birds and the bees. Storyteller Deidrea Humphreys-Barker took a literal interpretation of the theme and shared this story from her childhood.
So I grew up in a gender-segregated household. There were the girls' room, bedroom, and the boys' bedroom. There was girls' work, and there was boys' work. Now, this is illegal today, but this is the way that most baby boomers grew up. I was very envious of my brothers because the boys' work was outside of the house and the girls' work was inside of the house. The boys' work, well, I was envious mostly of my younger brother, Andy. He was 1 year younger than me, but he got to go outside and stay outside. So in the summer, he got to go outside and mow the grass, and our house had a front yard, a side yard, and a backyard. And when he had mowed that, his work was done. But inside the house, there was plenty of work. The work never ended, especially for a family of 15 like I grew up in. There were 13 kids. So girls' work was wash the dishes, dry the dishes, put the dishes away, help wash the clothes, hang up the clothes, iron the clothes, put the clothes away, help with the cooking, clean up the bathroom, the kitchen, the bedrooms, vacuum, dust, and we got to babysit as well. So the work was never ending. So I was very jealous of my brothers, so I tried to get outside and play with them as much as I could. So one day, we are outside, and I'm with my brother Andy and two boys on the block, Dwight and David Haygood. Now, their mother was very strict with them. And when she called for them, they had to go and run home right quick. So this day, we're outside, and they're going to catch something. I know it because they have a jar, a glass jar, and the metal lid has holes punched in it. Those are the air holes. They're going to get something. So we're standing by the fence in the yard where the hollyhocks grow. Now, the hollyhocks, if you're not familiar with that flower, it's a stalk, and it grows 5-6 feet tall. And the flowers grow out of the stalk like a teacup hanging on the side. And bees like it because it has a big stamen with lots of pollen in it. So we're standing there. Dwight has the jar that they're going to catch something in, and he puts it up against a flower and clamps the lid on. Now he's got this pink flower in the jar, and this angry bee comes buzzing out. It's a bumblebee. It's a bumblebee. And it immediately flies up to the lid where there's air coming in, but it can't get out. It's trapped. And then it bounces off the clear glass wall, and then it can't get out there, and it bounces off the other one, and it is angry. And so I am fascinated because, you know, I never get to see this stuff up close. So I'm looking at the bee, and it is a beautiful bee. It's a great big bee, as big as my first digit on my thumb. Is covered with all this black velvet. It has these gossamer wings that are beating so fast, I can't even see the wings. And it's got this stinger out the back of its body. And it's just going crazy in there trying to get out, but it can't. And so we watch this for a while, and I'm watching it. And then all of a sudden, there's this voice. Dwight, David. It's the Haygoods' mother. And Dwight says, I gotta go. And without any warning, he unscrews the top. and this bee, it kind of gets, you know, a little disoriented, but man, it comes out, it ricochets out, and it stings me. And I am screaming and crying. It hurts so bad. It hurts even worse than when I had to have my foot cut open because I had an infection. They had to drain it. So I'm running home and screaming and crying. I get there and I slam the door behind me so nature can stay out there. And my mother, she applies, you know, calamine lotion to my swollen arm, and I sit on the porch for a week. So I tell you all that to say that when the director Woody Allen says that he is at two with nature, I say, me too.
Deidrea Humphrey Barker's there telling her story about bees. More great first-person truth storytelling at our next event, Wednesday, June 29th at the Allen Marketplace. The theme will be Putting Down Roots. Putting Down Roots. Wednesday the 29th, Allen Marketplace. Plan to join us, please, in either a listening or storytelling mode. For information, go to our Facebook page, Pop-Up Stories Lansing.